If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Hello, Snackers. I'm Amber. Welcome to this bite-sized lesson to increase your English skills. I know you're hungry to learn, so let's get into our English snack. Have you ever felt frustrated that you couldn't describe your feelings well in English? Today we're continuing our mini-series to help you. Let's say you want to describe how confused you are feeling, but everyone says the word confused. So, let's try some different ways. Perplexed, coming from the Latin perplexus, meaning confused or entangled. Example, she had a perplexed look on her face. Puzzled, meaning confused by a problem. Example, I was puzzled by the new system. Bewildered, originally meaning to be led astray or taken in a different direction. Example, I was bewildered by his sudden change of mood. Muddled, coming from the Germanic root meaning to bathe in mud, now meaning that one's thoughts are unclear. Example, I was so muddled by the new schedule that I couldn't arrive on time. Befuddled, meaning to be confused as though drunk. Example, the exam question had me befuddled. Flummoxed, originally coming from Old English slang, meaning to beat someone into confusion. Example, the doctor was flummoxed by the boy's unusual symptoms. And my favourite, discombobulated. Since you might know that the prefix dis tells us it's the opposite of something, you might think the word combobulated exists, meaning in order or the opposite of confused. Well, yes and no. It's rarely used, only in slang and not officially recognized yet, so you won't find it in the dictionary. So, let's stick with discombobulated for now. Example, I was so discombobulated by his reaction because I expected he'd be happy. To make things less confusing, keep in mind that the adjectives can be used with gerunds: perplexing, puzzling, bewildering, muddling, befuddling, flummoxing, discombobulating. Here's a quote I like about confusion. Author Tom Peters said, "If you're not confused, you're not paying attention." You certainly paid attention today. Thanks for joining me. I hope you feel less puzzled about English vocabulary after today's lesson. I'm looking forward to sharing another English snack with you soon. So as always, come hungry for knowledge.